Pet Life Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Master Pet Chef Mickey Voisard, and thanks for joining us. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about grass-fed beef with a local cattle rancher here in southern Arizona. You know, sometimes we think the only place to buy meat is at our local grocery store, or we might believe it's cheaper. Our guest today will give reasons why we might want to find a ranch nearby that sells and ships beef for us and beef bones for our dogs that might save us money in the long run. So we'll be right back with the Pet Chef.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey, ready to take a walk? Not just you, but the whole family. It's the 2009 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 7th from 11 to 3 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2009, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Stop what you're doing and start horsing around. Every week on Pet Life Radio, horse expert and award-winning rider Audrey Pavia will be trotting out great tips on feeding, breeding, and more on everything equestrian. So set a spell and say hey to Audrey and get ready for a darn tootin' galloping good time. Every week on Horsing Around, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. My guest today is Sydney Spencer, and she's a local cattle rancher here in southern Arizona. Thanks so much for joining us, Sydney.
It's an absolute pleasure, Mickey. Thank you.
Hey, tell us the name of your ranch and where it's located and how big it is.
The ranch is called the Lazy J 2. It's in the San Rafael Valley, which is 120 miles southeast of Tucson and about 9 miles from the Mexican border. And the ranch is 7,000 acres.
7,000 acres, wow. So you were telling me earlier about the fact that how many acres per cow?
It takes 35 acres per animal to feed them year-round. I don't feed them hay, and I don't feed them permanent pasture. So I have to be a good steward and take care of that grass and move them around. And you need that much ground to make sure that you have food for them.
So the term grass-fed, what's the difference between grass-fed and corn-fed?
Well, corn-fed, obviously, they're fed corn, and grass, they're fed grass. But more importantly, there's several issues here. A lot of people who will advertise grass-fed are doing grass finishing. So these animals are fed corn and other material. And then the last 30 days, they're put on grass. And typically, they're put on perhaps permanent pasture or hay. And where I live, it's one of the last intact short grass prairies. So we have 100 different species in a Sonoran grassland. It's an amazing place. It's one of the last intact short grass prairies in America.
Well, it's a phenomenal place. I have not personally been to your ranch, but I've been in the area of your ranch, and you come across this grass that is just phenomenal. It's called the grasslands, and you just it's surprising, but it is so beautiful. It's just hard to describe to anybody that would imagine it being in southern Arizona. But you're higher up than even than Tucson, right? The elevation is higher.
It's at 5,000 feet, so our summers are very cool. And in July, August, September, we have these fabulous rains every single day. And the entire valley goes from gold to Ireland green.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
And what kind of cattle are we talking about that you have?
I have two of the English breeds, Angus and Hereford mix. I do that because these are the ones that will marble naturally on grass.
Uh-huh. And marble naturally, what does that mean?
Well, you asked a question before about corn-fed versus grass-fed. And what people don't realize is that both dogs and human beings need to have a 3-to-1 ratio between these two trans fatty acids. Wild salmon has omega-3, so does grass-fed beef.
Right.
The minute you feed an animal grain, then the omega-6 becomes higher, and that's when it's not good for us. It changes the pH, and simply, these animals were not intended to eat grain.
Mm-hmm.
Grass, yes, but not grain. So it's a huge difference between those two products.
Well, that's interesting because I push the same idea for dogs, that the dogs are getting far too much grain in commercial dog food. And I really push more of a high protein. But let's go backwards a little bit and talk about, I think it's a great story about you purchased your grandparents' ranch back because they lost it or they sold it.
My grandparents purchased it in 1929. They put six ranches together and they named it the Lazy J2. My grandmother ran it by herself. My grandfather commuted from Chicago. She raised beef and chickens and corn for the war effort.
Wow. What an effort. That is a lot.
Yeah, she's an incredible human being. And in 1949, he passed away. The ranch had to be sold in 1953. And I decided when I was about 8 years old, consciously, that I was going to repurchase the ranch. And so I didn't inherit it. I didn't marry it. I went to Wall Street and I lent them money to buy it back.
You bought it back. I think that should be on TV. That should be a commercial. She bought it back.
Well, I'm very humbled. I worked hard, but it was amazing.
Well, I think it's absolutely amazing because we need to hear more stories like that. Now, let's getting back to the cattle. Are they considered to be free range then? Is that what you would call them?
Oh, completely free range their whole lives. And they live their whole lives in the valley at least 3 years. And they never go anywhere. They're not shipped. They're very green product because they're not using the diesel. In traditional ranching, when those calves are sold at 6 months, they're going to go to Nebraska. Then they're going to go somewhere else. And then they're going to go to a feedlot. So not only are you feeding them corn, but you are also transporting them, which uses all this diesel.
Right. So they're pretty sustainable. We're talking sustainable cattle raising here. And I know we talked a little bit about the corn-fed versus the grass-fed, but what else makes your cattle really special? As far as, is it the fact that they don't get shipped, they pretty much live in an environment their whole life or their 3 years of their life, and they're probably a lot healthier because they're not in feedlots and everything.
They don't have any antibiotics and no hormones. Absolutely, they do not go to feedlots. And again, I think the thing that makes them so different is how they are chemically so that they become very nutritious for us and our pets simply because of this issue of omega-3 and omega-6.
Right. Well, that's a big issue, and I think, you know, down the road, I hope to really expound on that a lot more. But that is something that people don't pay much attention to when they give their dog or they feed themselves the same food over and over.
I guess I'd also like to say I really love my cattle. I love cattle ranching. I love the lifestyle. And these animals are very important to me. The hardest thing I have to do is decide who needs to, you know, go. And they truly are loved and they're respected their whole lives. Even when they're harvested, I make sure that it's done a very particular way that's very quiet.
Yeah.
So I spend extra money to make that happen.
And that's important, too. The way an animal is slaughtered is very important because the fear factor mm-hmm. of an animal when it's killed translates into the food that we eat. And that's wonderful.
Absolutely. And slaughtered is too harsh a verb
right.
compared to what I have done.
Yeah.
It's very, very quietly done. You don't want them to know. You don't put them together. One at a time.
Yeah.
Only senior people on the floor.
But see, most people in the United States have not a clue that that even takes place. They would not believe that somebody would go through that extreme. And so I think, well, what I'd like to point out and get you to point out is the fact that how much more beneficial it is to buy a product from you. And you ship across the country, correct?
I do. Obviously, the shipping is an additional cost.
So the end product of meat that is what the product that you sell, how much better is it than what somebody can buy at the grocery store?
Well, let's put it this way. For the human, when humans are eating my beef products, I have a lot of families who have autistic children.
Ah.
And they can eat this beef where they can't eat the other because it doesn't have hormones, because it doesn't have the antibiotics. I have a lot of customers who have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who have allergies. Well, our animals and our pets have these things too. So you have a product that's very clean.
Right.
It even tastes clean.
Right.
It doesn't, you know, when they have hormones in these cattle, that makes them hold water. So that when you either cook something or even feed it raw, there's a lot of water content.
Yeah.
So in a pound, the beef, you can make 6-7 portions if you use a small bit. So not only is it nutritious, it's economical in the long mm-hmm. run.
Well, I think that's the point that a lot of people are going to question, and we need to take a break, and we're going to hear a little bit from our sponsors, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the economics of this. So we'll be right back with Sydney Spencer and the Pet Chef.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No. To my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Got questions about your hound's health? Need the facts on Fido's fitness or food? You want to unleash your pup's potential? Well, you've come to the right place with Win with Dogs. Here, we learn how easy it is to naturally improve the lives of our furry friends. So sit, stay, and get ready to win with dogs! With me, Raquel Wynn. Exercise, nutrition, interaction, and love make for one healthy, happy hound. Give yourself the gift of knowledge, on demand, every week, right here at Pet Life Radio with me, Raquel Wynn, and Win with Dogs!
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. my guest today, and we're back with Sydney Spencer. She's a cattle rancher. She owns the San Rafael Valley grass-fed beef cattle ranch, and it's the Lazy J2 Ranch, right?
Yes, it is.
It's in Patagonia, Arizona, and that's southern Arizona, close to the border of Mexico, but that's up about 5,000 feet, which is a really beautiful place. It doesn't even look like what you would imagine southern Arizona to look like, but we've been talking about when Sydney's cows are, how would you put it,
Jen? Harvested,
which to some people, they only know it as slaughtering, but that's not what Sydney does. And after she's selling the product of their clean beef and the pet food and the dog bones and everything, and you have to pay for the shipping. You have to have it shipped. But including that cost, Sydney, how about if somebody went in with their neighbor or two and they bought a big box of, would that be a lot more inexpensive for somebody to ship it to their, let's say somebody's shipping it to Nebraska, of all places where there's
lots of cattle,
lots of corn-fed. Corn-fed cattle. So what if somebody was getting maybe three or four people paid for the shipping together?
There again, it depends upon the total weight. If you have a lot of beef in a box, obviously it stays colder, so you could do a second day and still be okay as far as the
right.
fact that it was frozen.
And everything comes packed and frozen.
Yes.
Yeah. And so how about your dog food? Tell us about that. What is that like?
Well, let me first say that the dog food is from the beef that I raise. It's not from any other beef, just
right.
the beef that I raise. So I actually have a woman at OK Feeds here in Tucson who eats it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the combination of fat and beef has been formulated by a local vet. So I feel very comfortable that it's in the right proportions. It does not have any bone in it because if that meat is cooked, if someone's offering a cooked diet to their dogs, the bone would not be good for them. So mm-hmm. I prepare it absolutely pure.
Wow.
And then people can buy bone on the side.
Yeah, the bones would be good for, like I recommend people let their dogs chew bones. Bones for a dog are kind of like our glass of wine.
It's so true. That's
yeah.
so funny. And you know, the marrow bones are fun too because you can take, oh, let's say organ meat, mix it up, whatever you'd like, put it back in the marrow hole of the bone, put them in the freezer,
yeah.
and you have a whole nother treat.
Oh, yeah. Now, there's a lot of things you can do with that. I think if somebody was interested in buying your product, the pet food as a special thing, and the bones, that would be ideal. And you know, sometimes we have to learn how to get together with our community again, and people have to rise up and say, okay, this may be a lot more costly for myself, but maybe if we got together and several of us got together and did this, it might work out. But I think the thing that's interesting about your product is if somebody could actually see this ranch, if they could see the cattle, it's absolutely amazing because how well that you take care of these animals and you give them love and you support them. It's just phenomenal. And if people just got to understand and taste the difference between that and corn-fed beef, I think they would just be sold. But the benefits besides that, too, are the health benefits of the fact that they're eating better food. The dog or the cat that's eating it is also getting really good food and no hormones, nothing. And so I think it's pretty amazing. So anything else you need to add?
I would. I'd like to talk about the stewardship of the land itself, because not only is the stewardship for these animals, where I live, there are 17 threatened and endangered species. These cattle actually become my partners in that stewardship.
Oh,
because
wow.
when you graze properly, it activates the grass crown, the root, and it expands, it grows. So the cattle are helping with the tiger salamander, with a lot of the fish species that are in the valley. So the stewardship not only to the animals is very important to me, but the stewardship to the land.
And you were telling me once that, you know, a lot of people think that they have differing opinions about cattle ranchers, but without cattle ranchers and the extent of having that kind of piece of property, there could be development in there, but you have to abide by all kinds of rules and regulations for like the tiger salamander that you're talking about, you have to pay attention to that. You can't just go and ignore it. You have to pay attention more than somebody else who might have a condominium project coming in.
Absolutely, and I don't think people realize that tiger salamander has only been found once in a natural environment, a cienega. All of them live in cattle tanks. Mm-hmm. So they have this marvelous symbiotic relationship with the cattle. We work with the U.S. Forest Service. We work with U.S. Fish and Wildlife, also Arizona's Game and Fish, and NRCS, which is a USDA affiliate that have grassland specialists. So together we form these partnerships so we become more educated as ranchers. And together we are not only protecting the land, but they too have come to understand that cattle ranching is part of the tools that we need to protect places like the San Rafael Valley.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly is a beautiful place, and I wish this was more of a video instead of an audio so we could show people, but we're out of time, and I could talk to Sydney all day about all the aspects of what she knows about meat and her different products, but unfortunately, we don't have that amount of time. So I want to thank our producers for making this show possible, and you can go to my website, dogchefdetective.com or dogchefs.com. Sydney's contact information will be on the Pet Life Radio podcast, and you can click on the photo there of her and her cattle and find out her place and go to her website. And if you'd like transcripts of this show or any other of the shows on Pet Life Radio Network, go to PetLifeRadio.com and click on the Pet Chef. You can also send me your questions or comments to Mickey, M-I-C-K-I, at PetLifeRadio.com. So until next time, bon appetit.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.